646, 1320 WILS. Well, if you watched the Oscars last night, you missed really what's being called the biggest mistake in the history of this event. Reese McCormick with us, an actress, an acting instructor. It's been in dozens of Hollywood movies and TV shows. Reese, great to have you here on WILS.
Hey, thanks. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. What was your favorite movie to be in then?
We do. I live in the heart of indie country here in Texas, which I consider to be the theater of the world of movies. So I've worked with Lance Henriksen and Glenn Morshower and Craig T. Nelson. I don't know. I can't pick a favorite, but definitely my favorite TV show to be on was Breaking Bad.
No kidding. Really? Where were you on Breaking Bad? I love that series.
Well, that was back before anybody really knew about the show, except the three stoners down the street, right? It was season two, really early, and it was episode 10 or 11. I was the OB-GYN. I delivered their baby.
Okay. Hey, let's listen. This is the big mistake that occurred last night at the Oscars. Warren Beatty's at the very end of the clip, and Jimmy Kimmel's in the mix. Here's how things went down for Best Picture.
There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
Warren, what did you do?
I want to tell you what happened. I opened the envelope, and it said, Emma Stone, La La Land.
Yeah, well, what did you think? I'm sure you were watching.
Oh, yeah, I was watching. In fact, I was watching it at a big venue, at a big theater here in Dallas, and I had already packed my bag, and I was heading out the door, and I thought, you know what? They've already announced La La Land. I want to beat the traffic, and, you know, I'll just wait and see if I won a door prize. So I went back in the middle of all that mayhem, and all I could think about is I hope Steve Harvey didn't turn it off early.
Right.
I think he's going to be the happiest guy in America, right?
Do you think Moonlight was the best picture this year?
Well, it was, to me, a year of stories about human foibles. And by the way, it wasn't lost on me later on today that the biggest foible in Oscar history was amid all those stories about overcoming, you know, every man's struggles. And and Moonlight was certainly, I mean, they were all about overcoming things. Even the musical was. Right. So I would say, were there a lot of fabulous contenders? Yeah. I would say, you know, did Mahershala deserve his acting award? Yeah.
He got best.
Supporting. So unfair the Oscars are.
I should note, though, of course, the Oscars were essentially called racist last year, right? How much of a reaction did you see to that in this year's event?
Well, I don't know. I was counting the women. I wasn't looking at color so much, but I'm a member of Women in Film International here. And, you know, it seems like we're getting, it's like Halle Berry said, you know, every little step is just, you know, in the right direction. And I think the country is kind of in the mood of, you know, we're ready to celebrate. We, the people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, because things outside of the entertainment industry are kind of raw right now with the country being so divided, I think that in this little microcosm, I'm happy to be in an industry that celebrates, gender freedom. And I mean, we've got a lot of work to do.
Jimmy Kimmel didn't hide his politics or that of Hollywood. He went after Donald Trump multiple times. What did you?
Oh, he did. And Matt Damon.
And what did you think? What did you think of the political aspects of this year's ceremony?
Well, you know, I'm never in favor of using taking advantage of your position to make your point. But honest to goodness, he does that every night on his show anyway. So what do you expect when you book, you know, somebody like that? If you have Stephen Colbert, you're going to get Colbertisms, you know.
Let me ask you this.
He was funny.
He definitely had some zingers there. The talking about women, Emma Stone winning Best Actress, was she the best in your view?
I don't know if I was a little thing like her and Meryl was in the front row, I would really have to question. I think I know exactly where her comment came from when she said, "I have a long way to go and a lot to learn," because you know, and all of the nominees are very seasoned actresses, and but I think she and Ryan are going to be the new, you know, Bogey and Bacall for a new generation because their chemistry is just amazing.
So with your acting experience, are you in the Academy or something?
No, I'm not. But, it's interesting. I was talking to one of our faculty members who is here at KD Conservatory. He worked on A Trip to Bountiful. And, once you're nominated for anything ever, then you become a voting member of the Academy for life. So he was talking about the fact that, look at this, Meryl's been nominated. It was her 21st nomination last night. And there was a man, Kevin Collins, who is a sound editor, who had also been nominated 20 times. But in the Academy, your peers nominate you from your category, right, and then everybody in the general population votes. So this was, after 20 nominations, his first win.
Okay. So
I thought that was interesting.
Everyone in the general population votes, you said?
Yeah, unlike the SAG Awards. Okay. In the SAG Awards, those are only for acting performances, and it's only actors voting. Mm. But in the Academy Awards, your peers will put you up for whatever technical category you're up for.
All those, yeah. Now, you're in SAG, right?
Yes, sir.
So who did you – Best Picture, what was your vote then?
Best Picture, from my SAG-AFTRA opinion, was – I loved the musical. I loved La La Land.
Okay. That's the initially announced winner last night at the Academy Awards, although it was not. Best Picture was Moonlight. Reese McCormick, actress and acting instructor Reese McCormick at KD Conservatory in Dallas. Reese, great to have you on WILS. Thanks.
Hey, thanks. It's been a lot of fun.